مفتح. الحمد لله، الصلاة والسلام على رسول
كيف
الله
حالك؟
وعلى آله وأصحابه ووالاه. رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي. ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. How is everybody doing? Welcome back. Welcome anew for those who are here brand new. Is there anybody here who is brand new? In the morning class, we had a couple of people who are brand new. Just I have a poll, if you can kindly take that poll. By the looks of looking at the list, it doesn't seem like anybody is new here. But still, just for the sake of completing that poll, also just so that we know what how to take the poll, inshallah, please participate in it. Jazakumullahu khairan. Is the audio okay? Oh my God, sorry. How's the audio now? You can type now. Sorry about that. Alhamdulillah. funny story. I was teaching a group of kids in the morning. And I had disabled chat because of them. Because they were all like, you know, spamming it. Subhanallah. So I disabled the chat. And that's why it remained disabled until right now. But inshallah, I will not need to take those kind of measures with you guys, inshallah. You can leave them. Thank you. all right. How's everybody doing? Alhamdulillah, doing well. Very good. Mashallah. Nice to see you all. Alhamdulillah. I hope the break was an opportunity to catch up. My apologies for not getting back to you regarding the final assessment. I'm sorry, there was a few things going on and I wasn't able to provide you guys feedback, but inshallah I will start looking at them. I was just asking on the group about who's done it for the sake of just seeing is it coming through or not. That was the only thing. If you have the whole month to do it, don't like stress about it, inshallah. I'm doing well as well myself. Thank you very much for asking. Alhamdulillah. We're trying to keep our spirits up in these difficult times. Inshallah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make us make it easy for us and guide us through these difficult moments, inshallah ta'ala. That said, let us proceed, inshallah ta'ala, with the class. Most of you are here as like repeat students, alhamdulillah. You were in Steps to Arabic Part 2. Some of you, a small percentage, are new students. Alhamdulillah, we welcome those who are joining us anew joining us for this level. This is the advanced level. So there is going to be some assumptions that I will make when it comes to the prerequisite knowledge about Arabic and Arabic concepts. You may have learned some of these concepts with different terminologies, but the terminology is not as important as the concept itself. So today what we'll do is we'll start off with a little bit of housekeeping. I'll mention a few things with regards to the class, what to expect. Some interesting things that are happening this time in the class are, what's it called? Sorry about that. This time we have a long break in the middle of the class, unlike previous times. So there's a bit more to discuss scheduling-wise, inshallah. We will review Jumla Ismiya and Jumla Fa'liya. Those are the two foundational things that we need to have an understanding of before we can build on them, inshallah. We'll go through... this idea came to me actually in the morning class. And then I figured that I'm going to make it a component going forward. A vocabulary sheet that I will share with you on the portal right here, over here on the course materials. And inshallah ta'ala, that would be a place where we will start to build our vocabulary and vocabulary pertinent patterns. That's what we're going to focus on coming up. And we're going to, inshallah, continue studying Inna and the sisters of Inna, inshallah ta'ala. I said completion. That was very ambitious of me. We're not going to be able to complete it. We will need a little bit more time in the next session to complete some parts of it, but I will leave this a lot of this to you. To those examples are in the book. I would really highly encourage you to read them and look through them. Okay, that said, let's go through the first part of the housekeeping. This is a familiar territory for many of you. If you're unable to log in and access, obviously you have to just email the email address steps2arabic@alkothar.org, and also please CC itservices@alkothar.org. That is our dear brother Gary, who will be assisting you, inshallah, with your problems, inshallah. Okay. But once you have access to it, you should be able to see everything here. Once you have registered and paid for steps three, you are actually enrolled in all three of the steps. You can actually get all three of those, access to all three parts, inshallah. So I just logged me out here, timed out, I think. Remember me, yes. And let me try to redo this. Feel like every time I'm demonstrating something on the side, this happens to me. Just something goes wrong. Technology works only when you don't need it. When you need it, doesn't work. Alhamdulillah. So once you click on this account, you will see like semester one, semester two, semester three. If you just register at semester three, inshallah, all three of these will become accessible to you, inshallah ta'ala. Okay. So that is there. Also, an easier link is right here if you want to just access previous class resources, inshallah ta'ala. These videos, by the way, for the previous classes, I am showing the portal. Yes, yes. Are you able to see it? You can see it. Holy moly. I'm thinking like here I am showing what's going on and you can see. Oh boy. Okay. How is it now? Can you see my screen? Now you see it. Oh, wait. All right, I'm gonna blame social isolation or whatever it's called for this. Okay. All right. All right. I was showing you. Sorry. Let me backtrack. That once you have paid, registered, and paid for steps three, you will be able to click on your account and have access to all three previous, recordings right here. Also. And the convenient place where you can access them is just right here, inshallah ta'ala. Obviously, if you are extending your steps to study until Ramadan, this is where all of your stuff is. And I'll continue to post the recordings over here so you don't miss out, inshallah ta'ala. Sister Madia, that was tough. Now, what happens is when you have this... Now, the recordings are, these are YouTube videos, okay? The recordings are YouTube videos. The notes are documents. You can make a playlist on YouTube and just add them. The YouTube videos are not going anywhere as long as, inshallah, like YouTube is around, essentially, okay? So the portal site after a year goes away, that's correct. However, like I mentioned, these videos are all... they're unlisted on YouTube. You can add them into like a playlist and you have access to them, plus the handouts and class notes, they're all there as well. And you know, even the quizzes and whatnot, they're all still there. Okay, so just a little bit about what is there in the class. Second thing is the course syllabus. Course syllabus is important. Let us take a look at the course syllabus. Where is it? There it is. Okay. Course syllabus is right here. The general inquiries you send to this email address. Something specific for me, you can send at this email address. Or, like many of you do, you just WhatsApp me. Which is not my preferred mode of communication, but that's all right. Alhamdulillah. It's all good, alhamdulillah. As long as we can get in touch and communicate, no problem. Prerequisites We have steps two or equivalent knowledge of the properties of ism, mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, harf, jar, man'ut, na'at, pronouns, fa'il, past, present, command tense, jumla ismiya, and jumla fa'liya. Those things that we have covered, by and large, are good. No, I didn't say that, but Sadiq. Don't mishear me. Saying, I prefer this method of communication. But a lot of people choose WhatsApp, which is good. Alhamdulillah, no problem. All right. These are the prerequisites for the course. Now, for those who are new, and if you feel you're missing some of these prerequisites, the recordings, inshallah, will help you. And me and our new head TA, inshallah, which I'll introduce very shortly, are also here to support you, inshallah ta'ala. Let us first, though, go through the course schedule. This is important. The dates of the course are April 6th, which is today, all the way to July 30th. MashaAllah, that's April, May, June, July. That's about like 4 months. But of course, not exactly 4 months because we have a long break for Ramadan and Eid. Okay? That's what I originally planned, but now I'm thinking if everything is shut down, the mosques and whatnot, why not continue Ramadan? No. I mean, too much. Too much Arabic at the time of iftar. Oh boy, oh boy. All you'll be thinking about are like samosas and... right? Just, where is the maf'ul? It's a potato maf'ul. No. I'm not talking about samosa. I'm talking about... So... No, we'll have a break. But jokes aside, we have this way split up before Ramadan and then after Ramadan. Before Ramadan is April 6th to 23rd. And then after Ramadan is June 1st to July 30th. And in between April 24th to May 31st, we have a significant amount of break. Alhamdulillah, almost 6 weeks. Alhamdulillah. Here are the dates for the lectures. April 6th, 9th, 13th, 16th, 20th, 23rd. And the tutorials, please note that there's only two of them, 11th and the 18th. We won't have a tutorial on the 25th because that would actually be Ramadan itself. Okay. And when we come back, again, notice the dates of the tutorials. This is all posted and I will remind you, inshallah ta'ala, of this. The email reminder that is sent to you automatically also should highlight this, inshallah ta'ala. Okay. But here it is in writing, the course dates. Lecture times are also, here are the in writing, same. 7 a.m. to 8:30 a.m. for the morning session, group Shams, and the 8 to 9:30 p.m. for group Qamar, the evening session. Now, here's the thing that's interesting. The link for both are the same. You can go for either of the groups. There's no problem. You can interchange between groups. Alhamdulillah, no problem at all. Group Qamar now, I should have added an asterisk here because the timing is not going to be exactly 9:30 p.m. anymore because the place where I live, Maghrib, is about 7:49, 7:50, and it will slowly creep up into our class time. So we will have to, you know, adjust accordingly. But basically, think of the timing as 9:30 plus whatever time I have to go away for Maghrib, then I come back. So if I'm praying Maghrib for 10 minutes, for example, then we will end at 9:40, okay? And so on and so forth. Is that all right, people? And of course, you know, the link, the class will be live still. But I will have the opportunity to go pray. And, you know, obviously, if your timing is different in your city, you have to pray at the time that is correct for you, inshallah. Okay, alhamdulillah, jazakumullah khairan. Tutorial, please note, remains as 1 hour, 7 a.m. to 8 a.m. The morning one on Saturday, and the 8 p.m. to 9 p.m. on the evening, also on Saturday. Okay, and again, 9 p.m. plus whatever Maghrib time is to be adjusted. All right. Course materials are the book and the class notes, and a few more things, the resources like the vocab sheet and whatnot, I think are nice. It will really help, inshallah, solidify our thoughts to build our resources, inshallah, or build our vocabulary. Obviously, everybody is familiar with Zoom because you're on Zoom, mashallah. But there's no need for that. and Zoom has become like the flavor of the month. When we started using it, it was good. It wasn't that cool. Now there is like Zoom everywhere. The same idea about the course completion requirements, et cetera, et cetera, same as steps two, nothing has changed. Course overview, fun part, okay? Consists of study of advanced sentences. Step three consists of the study of advanced sentences and an adaptation of the latter part of Al-Ajrumiyyah. Al-Ajrumiyyah, spelled as such, and people, when I sent this to them, thought I'm spelling my name, because my name also has A-A-R-I-J. So you say A-A-J-R, you're like, what? Why is he spelling himself with an Al? You know, like, what does he think he is? No, but this is Al-Ajrumiyyah. This is written by a great scholar of Arabic grammar, Ibn Abu Abdullah, Muhammad ibn Muhammad ibn Daud, Al-Sanhaji, also known as Ibn Al-Ajrum, and that he is a scholar of Arabic grammar who wrote a small treatise in Arabic grammar, which has taken on and has become the standard fundamental Arabic grammar text in the Muslim world, in the Middle Eastern, institutes that teach Arabic. It is the standard as the foundational piece. And then there's more advanced levels, but Ajrumiyyah is like the foundational piece that everybody has to complete. So a latter part of the adaptation of Ajrumiyyah is here, and that's also something that I have here, alhamdulillah. This is actually my book from, the one that I study from, if I have the dates written in here. This was, I think, from 2009. And you can check out how horrible my handwriting was back then. And mashallah, still to this day, has not improved that much. But alhamdulillah, this is a very, very good book. And I think we will all benefit a lot from it. Firstly, we will do the remaining STA part two topics. Inna and its sisters. Kana and its sisters. Allavi, ma, and man. Allavi is the one who. Ma is what. Man is who. These are the connecting isms. Al-asma al-mawsula. Al-asma al-mawsula. Al-asma is the plural of what? Is the plural of ism. Sister Fazana, I will actually include the text in the book, inshallah. In our book, I'll include the text. And I'll look for a place to purchase, inshallah ta'ala, for you all. Okay, al-asma is the plural of ism. Is that a broken plural or a sound plural? Al-asma and ism. It's broken. Very good. Is it human or non-human? Non-human. So it should excite you to see al-asma al-mawsula. This is singular feminine. Al-asma is singular feminine. Al-mawsula grammatically is singular feminine. Man'ut, na'at, that's how it is written. Yeah? Was that something that you now find satisfaction in? I hope you do. Alright, alhamdulillah. Thalika and hadha. This, that, and other words for pointing, these are called the pointing isms, asma'ul ishara. Asma'ul ishara, this is mudaf, mudaf ilayhi, by the way. Okay, the isms for pointing, or the isms of pointing. We will study these as well. And with every topic here, more and more Quran will become accessible to us. Then we get into the adaptation of Al-Ajrumiyyah, okay? Spelled as such, Al-Ajrumiyyah, with the little mad, huh? Al-Ajrumiyyah has a chapter of, he calls, Babu Marfu'at al-Asma, the chapter of the Marfu' isms, okay? Bab, what does Bab mean, by the way? Bab is door. Correct. Bab, if you said door, you're correct. Actually, bab means door. But bab also, in the context of a book, means a chapter, right? Sorry, I'm just told there's somebody who's having a problem with our Zoom link. الله المستعان. باب is a chapter. Bab is also, of course, a door. And the reason why they say Bab is a door is because the Bab is, you know, like the entry to something. The Bab is the entry to something. And the chapter is like your entry into that topic. Okay. The chapter of the marfu' isms is the first thing. Okay. He lists everything that is marfu' or every reason for an ism to be marfu'. So it is going to be a good review for us to go through all of that, plus there's some new information that we'll learn. Babu Mansubatil Asma, the chapter of the Mansub Isms, and that is Khamsa Ta'ashar. There's 15 of them. 15 reasons why an ism can be Mansub. Okay? This includes things that we know, like Maf'ul, like, you know, when some, for example, a connector harf is connecting to a Mansub Ism, right? But also around 7 or 8 of them we don't know. For example, hal, state, mustathna, the words that come after illa, exceptions. All of these are very fascinating, and each of these are very closely linked to the understanding of Quran and the vocabulary of Quran. So when we do this, you will see, inshallah, a great jump in your appreciation and understanding of the Quran. Majrurat al-Asma, he in fact calls it by another name, but we'll call it Majrurat. That is the isms that are Majrur, and that actually is a very easy chapter. So we'll do this latter part of Ajumiyah that actually really well summarizes everything and extends our learning. Sounds good? The last thing is that we'll do is the advanced sentences. These are very, very, very fascinating and unique in Arabic. We're going to do a jumla haliya, a sentence that describes the state. Okay? Very interesting sentence. A na'at sentence. Sounds complicated. A jumla that is a na'at, an adjective. A sentence is an adjective. Okay? We'll talk about how that works. It sounds complicated, but actually it's pretty straightforward once you learn this part. Okay? Sentences as maf'ul. Also sounds complex, but it's fairly straightforward. But these are, important landmarks in our journey to Arabic understanding and Quranic comprehension. And lastly, and in my opinion, the best part of the study of Arabic, the part where a lot of the great fruits of understanding lie, the part about conditional sentences, jumla ismiya, if then. Okay, maybe somebody of you have written computer programs or coding before, and if you've done that, you know what a conditional sentence is really well. Okay, if this happens, then this happens. That idea. And in Arabic, there is a beautiful mechanism of how jumla shartiya, conditional sentences, are programmed into the language, baked into the language. I mean, subhanallah, it's amazing how natural it is to the language. So that is that. Instructors, that is me, myself, alhamdulillah. And then I'd like to introduce you to all to Ustada Samia Parker. Ustada Samia Parker, mashallah, has been helping me with the teaching and translation for a number of years now, alhamdulillah. I would say that she is my top one or two students in anybody, in all the people that I've taught, alhamdulillah, and that's not an exaggeration, alhamdulillah, by any way. And she is, when you attend her tutorials, you will most definitely learn a lot from her, alhamdulillah. And we're really happy that she's with us, alhamdulillah. We wish Sister Solange the best. She's not been feeling well. She's had some chronic illness. Please make dua for her that Allah gives her cure and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, returns her to her health. Alhamdulillah, she did an amazing job in steps two. And Ustaz Asami is with us. Ustaz Asami, would you like to say a few words? If you're here, where are you using your own? Yeah, you're right here. All right.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.
Wa alaikum assalam wa rahmatullah.
I just wanted to say I'm very excited to be doing this, to be TAing this course, inshallah. I know the Sister Solange did a really good job. My dad is actually in this class, and he's been really enjoying the class, and he tells me the Sister Solange has been doing a really good job, so I hope I'm able to live up to that, inshallah. I'm very excited. I have helped Ustad Araj with a couple of courses in the past, and I really enjoyed that, so I really hope everyone's as excited as I am, inshallah. And Jazakumullah khair for offering me this opportunity.
That is indeed, Uncle Ali. Thank you, Sister Samia, Ustad Samia, Barakallahu Fiki, for that. And that, yes, indeed, is Uncle Ali, who is Abu Samia. Alhamdulillah. All right. Alhamdulillah. Barakallahu Fikum. Thank you very much, Ustad Samia. We will proceed. The policies and expectations are all the same. They're all here. You can read them at your own convenience. All right. So that is a little bit of the housekeeping. And Alhamdulillah, we're happy to be, going about this. But Salim, I have a whole plan for you after Steps D. Don't you worry. Don't you worry. Inshallah. I will discuss that a little bit later. Right now, I feel it's a little too early. It's like putting the cart before the horse a little bit. Not just you personally, for the whole class, inshallah. Ustad Samia, by the way, is one of the... the post Steps to Arabic part of Arabic learning, she has been one of the top students of that as well, alhamdulillah. That part is taught by my teacher, who taught me Arabic, who I learned Arabic from, and then Islamic studies from, alhamdulillah, now for almost 10 years. He teaches that, and Ustad Samia is one of the top students there as well. And that I will tell you later, inshallah. Right now, hold your horses, inshallah. But trust me, it is a very, very exciting thing, and I hope you will benefit from that as well, alhamdulillah. Okay, that said, let us embark upon review of Jumla Ismiya and Jumla Fi'liya. Okay? Very, very, very quick review. This is not going to be a review that goes on for a while. I'm going to be super fast. If you feel that you are unable to keep up or unable to fully grasp it, don't worry. This is a very, very quick overview of what we are doing, inshallah. Okay? So, how many types of words in Arabic? Let's start with that. Three types of words in Arabic. We have number one, an ism. Number two, a fi'l. And number three, a harf, right? That's, I think, now a pretty obvious thing. If someone said something else, I would be deeply saddened. The ism has four main properties. Property number one is status, and that is marfu', mansub, and majrur, right? Mansub and majrur, correct? All right. In the way we tell status, you have to kind of understand, and you have to actually consider the situation of, is this particular ism, is it mu'rab or mabni? Because it affects how we tell the status, how the status shows. It doesn't affect the status per se. An ism is going to be marfu or mansub or majrur, right? But how you spot it, that is determined by whether it is mu'rab or mabni. Correct? People, yes or no? Sorry, where to go? Yeah, there we go. Alhamdulillah. All right. Next is the property of the ism is let's put number before that, huh? Sister Summer, how about that? That is number. Okay. And then after that is gender. And lastly, there is type. Okay. So type, these are other properties. Number and gender are related. Okay, number, you could be a singular or pair or plural. But what's interesting about number is the plural. Okay, the plural that is human is treated as a plural or as a singular grammatically. Human, plural. How is it treated, people? It is treated as a plural grammatically. For example, Muslimuna, right? This is a sound masculine plural. Sorry, I'm just going to close Dropbox here because I think it is affecting my processor a little bit. Okay. It's a sound plural. The spelling of the singular does not change, but it's a human plural. It is treated as a plural grammatically. Okay, you can even have a plural that is broken by human. For example, rajul, rijal, correct? Rijal, rajul, men, rijal, men, and that is a human plural treated as treated as a plural in Arabic, okay, in grammar. The other side of this is the non-human plural. The non-human plural is treated as what? Singular, feminine. Singular number, feminine and gender, even though it is obviously plural in meaning. This is a very unique thing about Arabic. The number or the word has a plural meaning, but it is treated grammatically as if it is a singular feminine. And you have examples of it. For example, samawatun, like muslimatun, it is a feminine, sound feminine plural, but it is a non-human version of it. Or you have other things like, kitab, plural of kitab is kutub, non-human, broken. Either way, all the variants are there, and these two properties are interrelated. Also, you might remember that when we were studying the concept of the rabit, the reference from one sentence to the next. Do you remember that? The reference from the sentence that was the khabar to the mubtada of the previous sentence. Okay? That reference had to match in what? Had to match in number and gender. Exactly. So these are properties that are related, and they go hand in hand, and we see examples of that, particularly when we are talking about the plurals and also when we're talking about sentences. Okay, type, and this is again from page 38 in the book. This is described in quite a bit of detail, page 38 to page 42 actually. All of these details are described here. Type, something is indefinite. A book, something would be definite. The book, and it becomes definite either by adding an al or by having all these reasons that are listed here. Okay, so this is that. Okay, this is a quick, super quick overview of the properties of ism. Sorry, just excuse me one second. How may I help you?
Do you know Omar?
Okay. Somebody sent us cake. I don't know what is happening. It's delivered to the house. Like, I don't know, should we use like Lysol to wipe it down before we eat? I was being interrogated. Did I order anything? I was like, I didn't order anything. No ordering of nothing. Oh, man. All right. But yes, it is. SubhanAllah, this is what this situation creates. Like, we are like panicked by a delivery of cake. It turns out it's a friend who sent it. But we're all concerned. Why is there cake? Is it infected? Will we all get sick? Allahu musta'an. All right. We ask Allah to keep us all safe. Second thing here is the fi'il. Okay? The fi'il has two parts, right? The fi'il has two parts. The fi'il has the fi'il itself and the fa'il, correct? The fa'il is the actor. And this actor is a pronoun, correct? This is a pronoun built into the fi'il. Okay, we've discussed this at quite a lot of detail in the previous class. And those notes are there. Those recordings are there. This is built into it, into the fi'il. And the actor could be a hidden pronoun. It could be an actual letter that represents a pronoun. The fi'il and the fa'il go together always. Okay, harf, of course, is something we say, it doesn't fall under the first two categories. So it's classified de facto as a harf. All right, so that, folks, is that quick overview. And again, pages 38 to 42, review that part for, I'll write this actually. If you'd like to review pages 38 to 42 for Jumla Ismiya, and pages 42 onwards for fi'il and fa'il. Okay, that's particularly for those who are joining us anew in steps 3. All right, that said, Jumla fi'liya, we will jump into it. Okay, head first. Jumla fi'liya, as we talked about fi'il, fa'il, Jumla fi'liya has three main components. It has to have a fi'il, it has to have a fa'il, and could have a maf'ul. Fa'il is the action, fa'il is the actor, and maf'ul is the acted upon, the one who, or the thing that receives the action. The example that we had, of course, was وَقَتَلَ دَاوُدُ جَالُوتَ, and David killed Goliath. Killed is the fa'il, fa'il is the Dawood, and the one who got killed is Jalut. Okay, fa'il, fa'il is always marfu', maf'ul is always what? Mansub. Fa'il always marfu', maf'ul always mansub. Okay, very important. Fa'il could be either past tense or present tense or command tense, correct? Those are the three variants of it. If it is a present tense fi'il, a present tense fi'il could be marfu' or mansub or what else? Madzum. Perfect, right? It could be madzum. And that is dependent on what kind of a harf comes before it to act upon it. Again, all these details are in the book, inshallah, if you like to go through them, they're all there. All right, so past, present, command, those are the three types of the fi'il. The present specifically has these three categories. This is for the present only, okay? The fa'il is always marfu', the maf'ul is always mansub. Let us go to Jumla Ismiya. Jumla Ismiya is very interesting. Jumla Ismiya. Parts to Jumla Ismiya, ya people. Number one is Mubtada. Number two, Khabar. Number three, related to Khabar. Jumla Ismiya, by the way, if you were to phrase it or define it, it's a sentence about an ism. Jumla ismiya, from ism, correct? And that ism that the sentence is about is your mubtada. Okay, mubtada is always what status? Always marfu', right? In fact, it is the first marfu' ism. FMI. That's what we are shortening it as. The khabar is also always marfu' if one word. Second, marfu' isr. All right, very good. The khabar could also be what? A jumla, right? A jumla ismiya or a jumla fi'liya. Yes or no? Perfect. Related to khabar. This is just like a bird's eye view of what we've done. Right? Remember I was mentioning the prerequisites of what is going to be covered in the course syllabus. These are all the items that, you know, are covered in the previous content. So we're just checking each of these off by making sure we have touched upon them and talked about the basic structure of each. Related to khabar, this could be either harf, jar, and ism, majroor. Excellent. Jazakallahu khairan, Sister Umariyam. Or it could be a dharf plus mudaf ilayhi. Right? A dharf, again, represents a time or a place, an ism that represents time or place. Quite frequently in the Quran, comes as a mansub ism. It's an ism that comes as mansub and used frequently as mansub. Okay? So that is the part of the related to khabar and a basic overview of the jumla ismiya. Now, if we were to add, let's talk about inna, right? If we were to add inna to the mix, what type of sentence do we add inna to? Jumla ismiya or jumla fi'liya? What type of sentence will I get added to? It gets added to jumla ismiya. Correct. All right. So an example, very simple one would be Muhammadun Rasulullah. Correct? Translate that for me, please. How is that translated? Muhammad is it a messenger of Allah or the messenger of Allah? Is the messenger of Allah, right? Because Allah, the word, is definite and it is mudaf ilayhi to Rasul, and thus the Rasul becomes definite as well, the messenger of Allah. And you notice the word is, correct? The word is there as the main part of the translation of jumla ismiya. Before the is the mubtada, after the is the khabar. Now add inna to this, please. How would I say, indeed Muhammad is the messenger of Allah? How would I say that? I'm going to write the inna here. The rest you will help me out. Okay, inna, very nice. Inna Muhammadan, correct? Rasulullahi, excellent. The translation of this is, indeed, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Right, and now the emphasis is on the word on what is being emphasized in the sentence? What does inna emphasize? It emphasizes Muhammad, right? That's the idea. Inna Muhammadan. Correct? You might know the sister of inna. Ashhadu anna Muhammadan Rasulullah, right? I'm sure you know that. That's the shahada. Ashhadu is a fi'il that after this fi'il comes the harf nasb anna. I testify that. You see? So that part, what you're testifying to, anna comes after that. And then after that comes what? The ism of inna or ism of anna and the khabar of anna. Okay, but let's take a minute to look at this. Indeed, Muhammad is the messenger of Allah. Well, what does that look like? Muhammadan is now we have harf nasb, which is inna, correct? And now we have ism inna, that is Muhammadan. In fact, what we will say, can we call this, or what is this? Can we call this the first marfu ism? Ism inna? No, right? Muhammad, the sentence here, was definitely the first marfu ism. Right? But now, this is better to phrase it as the first mansub ism. Ism inna. Okay, it is the first mansub ism. Still FMI, but now the M means mansub. And now the khabar inna would be Rasul, right? First marfu ism becomes your khabar. People, you with me? Right? So this is the basic structure of the jumla ismiya. Okay? Then the inna is added to jumla ismiya. The is still there. It's added. Inna is added for emphasis. Other harf of nasb, other sisters of inna are not always for emphasis. They could be for other purposes. Okay? As we will see today, inshallah. But whatever happens, they act the same way. They make the mubtada is no longer there. The word before is no longer mubtada. It becomes the ism of inna or ism of whatever harf nasb we're using. We're just going to call it ism inna for the sake of brevity. Okay? And then the khabar becomes khabar inna. Ism inna, first mansub ism. Khabar inna, first marfu' ism. Okay? That is what we are at. Now, this is, if I was to go all the way down in the book here, this is where we were. We had looked at, the terminology, changing the effect on the word, the effect on the meaning, all that we just looked at right now. And the sisters of inna. Today, we'll look at one of the sisters, lakinna. Lakinna. But before we look at lakinna, we must look at something else here, shall we? Let me actually clear this out. What we need to do is, firstly, we have to go to our vocabulary sheet and take a small detour. If I just go up to the top here, I want to make this vocabulary sheet. This is an idea that actually I thought of after the class in the morning. And inshallah, I think it's a good idea to build a list of patterns and vocab all in one place. So you can refer to it, you can add to it, you can print it and post it, you know, on your kitchen fridge and inshallah in your bathroom mirror. So that those words you can keep reminding yourself of, inshallah. Alhamdulillah. So, vocab sheet. Let me go to my vocab sheet here. All right. Here is the first part of the vocab sheet. Yes, alhamdulillah, in front of our work, from home desks. Yes, indeed. You know, for the longest time, I had like, there's like a zakat table. I used to have it like always on my desktop. It was like zakat of like camels and, you know, like, I don't know, like camels and livestock. But I don't know, I always kept it on my desktop. I was like, you know what, I don't know when I would need that. So let me just keep it on my desktop. So, but now I've cleared it out. I moved it to another part of my folders, inshallah. So yes, keep your Arabic, you know, notes handy, inshallah. Okay. Good, better, best. This is the first pattern in our vocabulary sheet. Okay, people? Good, better, best. How do you say that in Arabic? Okay. Let's start with... these are the three root letters. Ha, Seen, Noon. Can you all see this correctly? You can see it okay, right? Okay. The way you say good in Arabic. All right, there we are. There's a pattern for good. There's a pattern for better. And there's a pattern for best. By the way, these are all isms. These are isms, not a fail. Has to be ism. All right? So the pattern for good is different for different roots. Okay, but I'll tell you. The pattern for good for ha, seen, noon. A bit of a suspense here, but that's okay. As I fix the formatting. The pattern for good is Hasanun. Hasanun. Also, Hasan means something that's beautiful. Like, you know, like nice and, you know, good, beautiful in the same way. Hasan. Okay? How many of you have heard this word before? Hasan. Oh, mashallah. Very nice. Of course, Hasan, Sayyidina Hasan, was the grandson of the Prophet ﷺ, the son of Fatima, Zahra, and Ali radiallahu anhum. So Hasan, do you know the story why he was named Hasan? So when he was born, that was obviously a huge moment in the life of the Prophet ﷺ. His grandson is born, grandson from his beloved daughter Fatima, his, you know, very close cousin, not just very close, like Ali was like a little brother to the Prophet, you know, so this was a huge occasion. Ali radiallahu anhu was a very courageous man and a very fierce warrior and incredibly smart. By the way, Ali radiallahu anhu is one of the smartest people that in our history, okay? The way he answered questions and gave fatwas was like absolutely at a next level, okay? But also he wanted to, you know, show he's a fierce warrior. So he wanted to name his first son Harb. Why would he want to name his first son Harb, which means war, Harb? Because then he would be Abu Harb, the father of war, i.e. very fierce warrior, don't mess with that guy. Okay, so he told the Prophet Sallam, that's what he's thinking. The Prophet said, no, how about Hasan? Something that's good, something that's beautiful. So he became Abul Hasan. And when Hussein was born, Hussein is the, this is another pattern we'll learn later. Hussein is like a tasghir, a little version of Hasan, little Hasan, Hussein. So that's why they're called Hasan and Hussein. All right. A very interesting story. Maybe you knew that, maybe you didn't. Okay, how do I say better? Ahsanu. Ahsanu. Can you tell me something about this ism that is quite interesting? So, Brother Rai, that would be the fi'l, but we have a, this is an ism. It looks like family four though, right? Brother Ahmed? Yes, it does. In fact, it is banned from Tanween. Do you notice that? I didn't write Ahsanun. I wrote Ahsanu. And one of the reasons, this is a more advanced reason for something to be banned for Tanween, is if a ism resembles a fa'il. Like the case of family four. So it is, that makes it banned from Tanween. Ahsanu is better. Generally, you would use better than, right? Yes or no? Would you say better than usually? Generally used with min. What is it used generally with? Min. Okay, I'll show you examples of this. Tanzeel.net. Inshallah, like in this, in steps three, I'm going to be, like from time to time, we're going to come to this document and add a bunch of words and patterns, okay? Because I feel that will really help our vocab acquisition. What do you think, people? All right. The ayah I'm looking for. Is qawlan. All right, there we go. This is a very beautiful ayah. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ قَوْلًا مِمَّنْ دَعَى إِلَى اللَّهِ وَعَمِلَ صَالِحًا وَقَالَ إِنَّنِي مِنَ الْمُسْلِمِينَ. Beautiful ayah. Who speaks better than the one who calls to God and does good works and says, surely I am of those who submit? Of such a beautiful ayah. Who is better in speech and in action? Because, you know, here action is mentioned. It's not just cheap talk. It's talk and action together. Who's better, like whose life is better? Whose lifestyle is better than the one who invites to Allah? That's like their mission. Amila saliha. Mission is to do good. And the mission is to be humble. Innani minal muslimin. I am just from the believers. I'm nothing big, nothing special. I am just a Muslim. Right? That's their Instagram biography. Innani minal muslimin. I am a believer. Or I am a Muslim. Not to brag, but to show humility. Okay? I'm nothing. That's all I am, is just a Muslim. Nothing more. Such a beautiful ayah talks about a person's priorities, talks about their life, talks about their attitude, everything. And that's why Allah says, وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ. But notice, أَحْسَنُ, مِن. There's a مِن here. مِمَّن is hidden. There's a مِن there. Usually, أَحْسَنُ is used with the word مِن. If you look at another example, perhaps I'll show you, where the مِن is a little bit more clear, is صِبْغَةَ اللَّهِ. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً. We take on God's own dye, God's own color. And that's like in reference to the nur that comes from a person's face when they are committed and devoted to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. وَمَنْ أَحْسَنُ مِنَ اللَّهِ صِبْغَةً. Who has a better dye than God? Like whose color, whose nur could be better than adapting the color and nur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Right? وَنَحْنُ لَهُ عَابِدُونَ. So again, notice, ahsanu, better than. Notice that, right? Better than. That is used with which harf jar? Use harf jar min to mean better than, not better from, better than. People, you with me? Okay. The best would be how? You write it as a definite ism. You write it as a definite ism. How would I make it definite, people? Tell me. I have two options here. Definite option number one. Al. Ahsant. Ya badar ra'id. Ahsanu. Al ahsan. Idfa' billati hiya al ahsan. Let me show you that example. Al-ahsan. Sorry, I can't search for it right now. Al-ahsan. Or I can make it definite by making it a mudaf to a definite mudaf ilayhi. Okay, this is definite this way, or definite by being, let me write this as mudaf to a definite mudaf ilayhi. Okay, people? So let's choose the word nas. Nas means what? People. How would I say best of people? Ahsanun nasi. Very good. Ahsanun nasi. You with me? If you've been to Egypt, this is what every taxi driver will say to you to fleece you. Where are you from? Canada. Now, where are you really from? Pakistan. Ahsanun nas. Every single Egyptian, well, not every single, so many Egyptian taxi drivers. Whenever I get in a taxi, where are you from? Canada. No, where are you really from? Pakistan. Ahsanun nas. Best of people. I'm like, this man wants a tip. Huh? He wants a nice tip. He wants me to, like, you know, show him some love. Amazing. I felt like saying something random, but I didn't want to lie. I want to say something like, just totally like, you know, I don't know. I can't say Israel. I'm not, I don't look Israeli. But, alhamdulillah. But that is how you say the best. The best. You with me, people? Good, better, best. All right, let's try this pattern. Are you ready, people? Kathara means, you know, a lot. Okay, so let's say a lot. How would I say a lot? Kathirun. Okay, kathirun. All right, very good. How would I say better or more? How would I say more? Aktharu, excellent. Aktharu. Can somebody think of an example from the Quran for this? Hint, Surah Kahf. فقال لصاحبه وهو يحاوره أنا أكثر منك مالا وأعز نفرا. Excellent also, brother Danish. أكثر شيء جدلا. Very nice example too, mashallah. But that's an advanced example because it has كان with it. وكان الإنسان أكثر شيء جدلا. We gotta wait for that until you get to كان. Okay? But here, أنا مبتدا. أكثر. What? Khabar, right? Yes or no? And minka, related. Harf jar is a majrur. You with me? But notice how aktharu min is used. I am wealthier than you. I have more than you. You with me? People, all right. How would I make it the most? How would I say most? Most would be both the ways. Al-Aktharu. Excellent. Al-Aktharu. How would I say the most of people, like the person who has most of something? Aktharun What is the tashkil de bazanish? Aktharun nasi. Ahsant. Aktharun nasi. Let's try one last one. Let's do big. How would I say big? Sister Halima, aktharun nas meaning like having more or having most of people. Like, you know, like having more wealth than or the most wealth among people. That's what I'm referring to. Okay. Big Kabir. Do you know anybody by the name Kabir? Perhaps you do. bigger. Akbaru. Are you with me? What do you say when you start your salah? Allahu Akbaru. Yes or no? Mubtada khabar. Allah is bigger. Bigger than something. Right? Akbaru min. But in the salah, when you begin by saying Allahu Akbar, we say Allah is bigger than, and then the than part is left blank to imply Allah is bigger than whatever concerns us. He is more important than whatever is in our minds. He is, you know, if we're distracted by something, Allahu Akbar should be a reminder, Allah is bigger than this thing that's distracting me. How often does it happen in salah that you've forgotten something, and in salah, everything is like, that to-do list is now populated in your mind. You're like, oh wow, yes, yes, yes. And after salamu alaikum, you're like, I don't know what I have to do now. What was I thinking about? This happens, unfortunately. But Allahu Akbar in its true spirit would be, cut it all out. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is more important than that. And then biggest, how would I say biggest here, people? Al-Akbaru or Akbarun Nasi. Correct? Perfect. So this is, people, inshallah, our vocab activity for today. Today took us a little while because we wanted to set this up. But this is an important pattern that will come again and again and again. And I wanted to put this here, inshallah. Now, we go back to our study of Inna. People, are you ready? This is going to be exciting. I hope you share my excitement here. All right. We did Inna al-insana lafi khusr. We did Inna al-insana li rabbihi lakanud. Now we're looking at walakinna aktharakum lilhaqqi karihun. Which one? This is the ayah. Laqad ji'nakum bilhaqqi walakinna aktharakum lilhaqqi karihun. Okay, I have highlighted the sentence for you. I would like you to tell me the harf nasb in this ayah. The harf nasb from the ayah, please. Very good. If you said lakinna, you are correct. If you said walakinna, you are correct. Both of them are synonymous. They're the same. Okay? But since the ayah mentions walakinna, I'm going to use that one. Okay? Both of them come in the Quran. Lakinna, walakinna, both come in the Quran. But in this ayah, it's walakinna. You might know, those of you who speak Urdu, you might know the same word for or similar word to it in for saying but or however. That is lakin, right? Lakin. 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 Same exact like origin. Even one of the sisters in the morning class told us that in Turkish they have something similar too, which I'm saddened because I watched Arturo. I didn't pick up on that. Oh, yeah, you're right. You're right. They do say it. Yeah, in Arturo a lot. Yeah. Lakin, yes, you're right. Well, Danish, I should be watching Arturo more carefully. I'm usually forwarding for like the the scenes where Arturo is killing somebody. That's what I have forward to. True story. I was watching Arturo. I was like, man, this is taking up too much of my time. But it's so interesting. I just want to see that person's head roll. Come on, Arturo. So then what I did is I turned the subtitles on and I made the subtitles Arabic. I'm like, okay, now at least I'm learning something. I'll practice my Arabic reading and vocab while watching Arturo. So, yeah. Alhamdulillah. All right. Anyway, so walakin and lakinna are both the same words. Okay. There's no difference in the meaning. Okay. They both mean however or but. Okay. Is that all right? Okay. Harf nasb is walakinna. Excellent. Now, the first mansub ism. What is the first mansub ism, ya people? Ahsantum. The first mansub ism is akthara. That will be my ism. We're going to call it ism inna. In reality, it is lakinna. But just tomato, tomorrow. You okay? We can say ism inna. All right. Alhamdulillah. Akthara is my ism inna. Akthara. Also, akthara is what? Bradanish, it walakin, the waw is like part of the word. Walakin, the waw is not and however. It is however. Akthara is the ism inna. This is mudaf and is that clear, Radhanish? Akthara kum is mudaf ilayhi, correct? So what would it be? Akthara kum, where would it fall? Good, better, best. Where does it fall? Aktharakum. It is mudaf to a definite mudaf ilayhi, right? Yes or no? Yes, because kum is an attached pronoun. Is attached pronoun definite? Yes, that would break my heart if you said it's not. The attached pronoun is definite, and the mudaf to it will be also definite. So this is actually a definite word. Aktharakum. In fact, this would be best, or in this case, most. Okay? Akthara is our khabar. I'm sorry, it's the ism of inna. And then I have, after that, my khabar. What is my khabar? Khabar now would be the first marfu ism. Don't forget, your people. The first marfu ism will be the khabar. So what would that be? But I see a fatha in kari huna. How is that marfu? How is that marfu? Una, what about brother, Una, ya brother Raid? What is that? Sound masculine plural. Ahsantum. Well done, well done. Just messing with you a little bit. But mashallah, ahsantum, well done, mashallah, that is the correct answer. Khabar inna is karihuna. It is marfu' because it is a sound masculine plural that is marfu' with the waw and the noon, the una. Yes? All right. Ahsantum. And then, do I have related to khabar? I do, and that would be lil haqqi. Ahsantum. Well done. Mashallah. Now, please translate this jumla for me. Walakinna aktharakum lil haqqi karihun. كاره كاف راها is to dislike or be averse to something. Like makruh is something that's disliked or unpleasant. However, most of you, right? Most of you, most of you all, excellent, Ahsanti Sabidad, dislike or are averse, let's put it this way, to the truth. Does that make sense? Is that translation okay? MashaAllah, your translations are perfect too. MashaAllah, dislike the truth, hate the truth, the ones who dislike the truth. Excellent. Very good translations. Barakallahu feekum. Okay? If you look at the ayah, right? The ayah is actually very interesting because the ayah talks about لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. We have brought you the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. But most of you have an aversion for the truth. You dislike it, you hate it. And even more telling is this ayah. Who is saying this? وَنَادَوْ يَا مَالِكُ لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. Who are these people? And who's Malik? He's the gatekeeper of the fire hell. Sorry. Oh, I had hit the transition a little bit. Just to see. Nadaw, they will cry. Ya Malik. Oh Malik. Oh, in this guy translation, he translates it as master. لِيَقْضِ عَلَيْنَا رَبُّكَ. If only your Lord would put an end to us. The people of the fire hell would say that. Then we can't take it anymore. Just end it. Just finish us off. Malik is the angel. He says, قَالَ إِنَّكُمْ مَاكِثُونَ. No, you are here to stay. مَاكِثُونَ. See, مَرْفُوع, sound masculine plural. مَكَثَ, to stay someplace. مَاكِث, the one who stays. مَاكِثُونَ, the plural, you are staying here. You're not going anywhere. لَقَدْ جِئْنَاكُمْ بِالْحَقِّ. The reason why you're staying here is because we brought you the truth. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُونَ. But most of you have an aversion to the truth. SubhanAllah. I want to ask you also something. Where is the ism inna, right? Ism inna, if I label it number one, right? If one is ism inna, and then two is the khabar, and three is the related to khabar, Karihun is two, correct? And Lilhaqi is three. Is this out of order or in order? It is out of order. The related is before the khabar. So it means the related is being highlighted. وَلَكِنَّ أَكْثَرَكُمْ لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُمْ. Right? Allah said, we brought you the truth. But you, most of you, are averse to the truth. Like that's what you really hated, the truth. The religion of truth. You hated that. And that's why you're here. And that part is emphasized. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes the reason clear. Like it's not like there people are here because they were born in the wrong family or something. No, no. It's because there was a very clear aversion to the truth. لِلْحَقِّ كَارِهُمْ. SubhanAllah. So that, folks, is the ayah that we were looking at right now. Alhamdulillah. Let's look at the next ayah. Alhamdulillah. Any questions before I load up the next ayah, people? All right. Inna Allaha huwa Rabbi wa Rabbukum. Okay. I will just copy paste it from the the book here. Okay, this is a sentence. I'm going to put the whole thing as a sentence. All right? And then I'm going to highlight for you the sentence within the sentence. Why am I doing that? The khabar is a sentence. Remember the remember that? what is it called? Matryoshka dolls, right? I'll try to do it in my best Khabib accent. Matryoshka, right? Doll inside a doll. That's the idea. The khabar is a jumla inside a jumla. Okay. The reason why is the case is I would have more than one ism that's marfu that I can't explain. That's why. All right, let's do it step by step, shall we? Let us do it step by step. The breakout room did not go as well, Brother Salim, so I don't know if we will repeat that. Sorry. All right. Harf nasb. I don't know if I can make another joke. I'm the joke here. Harf nasb is inna. Very good. Ah, excellent. Ahsantum. What is my ism inna? That I think should be very obvious. The first mansoob ism. The word Allah. Excellent. Okay, that is the word Allah. Very good. Okay. Now, the khabar of inna is going to be the sentence huwa rabbi wa rabbukum. Now, I'm going to tell this to you right now because there's one little complication with this sentence. That's why I'm telling this. But other times you will spot it yourself. Don't you worry. This khabar is what type of, this sentence is what type of sentence? Ismiya or fi'liya? It is a jumla? Ismiya. Okay, so what should I look for first? I look for the mubtada. What is my mubtada, ya jama'a? The first marfu ism. First marfu ism. That is huwa. Very good. The first marfu ism is huwa. Excellent. What is my second marfu ism? And this is where in a live class, if I had candy, I would give it to the person who gets this one right. Let's see. So we have two opinions. Some are saying Rabbu, some are saying Rabbi. Is the word Rabbi, is it marfu'? Is the word Rabbi marfu'? I think we can say this is mudaf mudaf ilayhi safely, right? Is it attached pronoun? Yeah. Do we agree with that? Let me write this. So I have Rabbi, correct? It is definitely the word Rabbi and then the ya. Yes? Which means my mudaf is what? Is Rabbi, correct? And what is my mudaf ilayhi? What is it? Yeah. Right? The task we're on, yeah. Okay, very good. We established that. When the ya is the attached pronoun, when ya is the attached pronoun, and it is specifically attached pronoun to an ism, Rabbi, it will pull down the haraka that's on the last root and put it as a kasra. The kasra is there because the ya is pulling it down. In fact, to state it more precisely, inshallah, is now where I think we're ready for this. The word Rabbi is Mabni. It is Mabni. It is Marfu' as Rabbi. Mansub as Rabbi. Majroor as Rabbi, exactly the same appearance. Isn't that the definition of Mabni? Right? Musa, Musa, Musa. Isa, Isa, Isa. Bushra, Bushra, Bushra. Right? So that is actually, it's actually Mabni. Now Mabni, you can't really tell by just looking at it, right? If it's Marfu or Mansub or Majroor, correct? So, Rabbi, not an honorable word. It is because, yes, Sister Nadia, excellent question. Because it is connected with attached pronoun ya. Mabani, because, I'll actually write this down. Thank you for that question. Because it is connected to attached pronoun ya. Rabbuhu will not be. Absolutely, you're correct. Rabbuhu will not be. Rabbuha, any other attached pronoun will not be. The only attached pronoun, ya, that's when it becomes Mabni, right? And as Sister Vidal is pointing out very correctly, Rabbu, the connector vowel, will show us, right? So khabar is in fact, is what? The khabar in fact is Rabbi. And it is of course, mudaf, plus the ya is mudaf ilayhi. Correct? Now, what is wa? Wa is a connector. Alhamdulillah. And what is rabbukum? The word rabbu. Rabbukum. Connected to what? Connected to Rabbi. And of course it is mudaf and mudaf ilayhi. So now, can you translate this? Inna Allaha huwa Rabbi wa Rabbukum. So we'll first break down the sentence and then I'll conclude with telling you why is Allah emphasizing this part. Who's saying it and why is that being emphasized? Because that's where the beauty of the Quran is, right? That's where it really like it pulls at our heart. If you can understand why is Allah speaking with emphasis here. Okay. Indeed, excellent. Allah, He is my Lord and your Lord. Amazing. Jazakumullahu khairan. Okay. What is the indeed emphasizing? It is emphasizing Allah, right? And then the jumla huwa rabbi wa rabbukum is also emphasizing something particularly about Allah, that he is the one who is my Lord and your Lord. Who said this statement in this ayah? Any guesses? Hard to guess, you know, completely out of context, the ayah. So I'm going to display the ayah. I want you to read it, the Arabic, inshallah, and tell me who's saying this. أحسنتم أحسنتم. ولما جاء عيسى بالبينات, when Isa, Jesus came with clear signs, he said, قد جئتكم بالحكمة, I have come to you with wisdom, right? The gospels have wisdom. Even today, the copy of the gospel that exists today, that is a copy of 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 a narration of what the gospel was, still has wisdom in it. Subhanallah. قَدْ جِئْتُكُمْ بِالْحِكْمَةِ, because Isa alayhi salam came with wisdom. وَلِيُبَيِّنَ لَكُمْ بَعْدَ الَّذِي تَخْتَلِفُونَ فِيهِ, and I'm here to clarify things that you are disagreeing about. He's telling Bani Israel, I'm going to tell you what is halal and what is haram. إِنَّ اللَّهَ هُوَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ فَاعْبُدُوهُ. This is not me. Indeed, Allah, He is my Lord. He is the one who sent me revelation to tell you this. And He is also your Lord. فَاعْبُدُوهُ, so worship Him. In this case, worshipping Allah means accepting Isa al-Islam's prophethood and accepting His decree. You see how here, ibadah here means to like lower yourself. Bani Israel, the scholars of Bani Israel, these are people who have generation for generation studied the Torah. And here comes a baby. Isa al-Islam was a baby, right? When he got prophethood. The only one. Nobody else had prophet as a baby. Here's a baby telling them, this is halal and this is haram. How do you think they would feel? Right? They'll be like, who are you? So he, alayhi salam, is emphasizing, inna allaha huwa. Indeed, Allah, He is my Lord and your Lord. So lower yourself. Fa'abuduhu, lower yourself to Him. هذا صراط المستقيم, that is the straight path. You see how the emphasis that Allah is presented, yes, the emphasis, sorry, is because of the repetition. Because you could have said, إِنَّ اللَّهَ رَبِّي وَرَبُّكُمْ, right? If I remove the huwa, then Rabbi becomes my khabar of inna, right? And that's it. It's emphasized once, but the repetition of huwa, a repetition of huwa, the word huwa adds a repeated reference to Allah. Right? Referring back to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala again. Because He wants to emphasize this. I am not the one making this up, people. Allah is the one who sent this. It is the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is the command of Allah. It is the revelation of Allah. So see how when He wants to emphasize this, He is emphasizing that. If we look at an ayah when Allah says, Inna Allaha Rabbi, it's just for the sake of comparison, right? There are places where Inna Allaha Rabbi comes, where the extra emphasis isn't necessary. But in this case, the extra emphasis is necessary because you see, like here, Bani Israel were arguing with Isa alayhi salam. In this context, there is no argument. He is just describes his role. So when they're arguing, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala highlights that the source of the legislation is not Isa, it's Allah. When they're not arguing, there's no need for extra emphasis. Inna Allaha Rabbi is just fine. Do you guys kind of get that? Inshallah, as we do more and more of this, I think you'll begin to appreciate this more and more, bi-idhnillahi ta'ala. Okay, alhamdulillah, we will end with this. Jazakumullahu khairan. What is the Rabbi then? Sister Nadia asked. Huwa Rabbi? Sorry, I don't get the question, Sister Nadia. A question about similar to the beginning of Ayatul Kursi is Allahu la ilaha illa huwa al-hayyul qayyum. I don't know if it's similar to Ayatul Kursi in the beginning. The Rabbi. Oh, Rabit. Oh, sorry. Excellent question. The Rabit, yes, is huwa. The Rabit is huwa. The Rabit, the reference, has to be from the second sentence to the first one. Right? Second sentence is huwa rabbi wa rabbukum. Huwa can be that rabit. And like I mentioned, it could be more than one rabit. You can have more than one reference back to the original mubtada or back to the original sentence, as long as there is one. Yes, Sister Nadia, you can have more than one. Number and gender for huwa is the same as Allah. Rabbi is the same as Allah. But it is at least one. That's all that's required. I'll explain this point again, inshallah, on Thursday. Jazakallah khair. I'll actually write this down. What is the reference rabit? Okay, so that I don't forget. Barakallahu feekum. Jazakumullahu khairan. Thank you very much. I stayed a little longer today because we started a little late. Hasan and Sayyid were not twins, Yabad and Musa. Okay? And again, thank you for your patience. And inshallah, I'll see you all on Thursday. Jazakumullahu khairan. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdika. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta. Nastaghfiruka wa atubu ilaik. Please stay safe, inshallah ta'ala. And keep, reviewing. And inshallah, utilize, if you have a little bit of extra time, for your Arabic studies. Alhamdulillah. Jazakumullahu khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.